Bringing you the latest case law updates
on the legal aspects of law enforcement.
This is Broadcast Blue.
Welcome to this Broadcast Blue Short. This is the first in a new series of podcasts here on Broadcast Blue called Blue Shorts. As you know, for a while now, we've been bringing you Broadcast Blue podcasts, providing the audio from Bruce's Brown Bag Wednesday webinars, Case of the Week, and providing you updates on the legal aspects of law enforcement. But I said to myself, self, what about the weeks where there are several cases that come out? Well, that's when I got the idea to start the Broadcast Blue Shorts. Unlike Brown Bag Wednesday podcasts, which lasts about half an hour, the Broadcast Blue Shorts will only last 5 to 10 minutes and provide you with a quick summary of an important decision that has a significant impact on the legal aspects of law enforcement. The first Broadcast Blue Short case is Byrd versus United States. This is a Supreme Court decision that was released May 14th, and it involves a concept of a privacy search, or what I often refer to as a CAT search, K-A-T-Z, the definition of a search as defined back in 1967 in a Katz versus United States decision, which involves the whole concept of a reasonable expectation of privacy. Specifically, the question in this case is whether the unauthorized driver of a rental vehicle can have a reasonable expectation of privacy in that vehicle. The defendant in the underlying case was named Terrence Byrd, and in September of 2014, Terrence Byrd and Latasha Reed drove Byrd's Honda Civic into a budget rent-a-car office in Wayne, New Jersey. And while Byrd stayed outside, Reed went inside and rented a Ford Fusion. In order to obtain the rental agreement, in order to even qualify, she had to present a valid driver's license and certify that she had not been in certain types of traffic violations in the last 3 years. And she provided that information. Without that information, the rental would not have taken place. They wouldn't have rented her the car. So she provides the information as required, and then rented the vehicle. Now, as with all rental agreements that I've ever been involved in, I've ever had, and probably the same for you, when you rent a car, what does it say? Only the authorized drivers are allowed to drive the vehicle. The whole rental agreement is conditioned upon your concurring, your agreeing with the limitation and the specifying that only named authorized drivers can drive the car. Reed was the only one listed as a driver, and Byrd was not listed in the agreement that she signed. But notwithstanding this, as soon as she walks outside, she hands him the keys to the Ford Fusion, and she drives off in his car, and he drives off in the rental car. And later that day, he was headed towards Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now, on the way, he was about halfway to Pittsburgh. He was outside of Harrisburg, and he's driving the car on Interstate 81, and he raised a suspicion of Pennsylvania State Trooper, who eventually pulled him over for a traffic violation. Now, this trooper, Trooper Long, already had suspicions about the vehicle for facts that I'm not going to go into in this Broadcast Blue Short. Another Pennsylvania trooper joined him, and when they're standing back at the car, they found out that he was not on the rental agreement. The troopers determined that since he was not on the rental agreement, that he did not have, or could not have, a reasonable expectation of privacy in the vehicle. That reasonable expectation of privacy is the concept from CATS that I referred to, and what we often abbreviated when I was an instructor at FLETC, we abbreviated that as REP. You hear that a lot, REP, REP, or reasonable expectation of privacy. Well, they concluded that solely based on the fact that he was not an authorized driver, regardless of any of the other facts, just based on that, that he did not have a reasonable expectation of privacy. There were other, like I said, there were other things that had taken place as well, but they're not important to the decision of the Supreme Court in this case, although they're going to be important later on down the road once this goes back on remand. So the troopers, based on the sole factor of their determination, which was the fact he was not named, Byrd was not named on the rental agreement, the troopers searched the vehicle and they found 49 bricks of heroin in the trunk. In his prosecution, through his defense attorney, Byrd moved to suppress the evidence found in the trunk, arguing that the search violated his Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable searches and seizures. He argued that they lacked probable cause to search the vehicle, That was one of his arguments. But the district court denied his motion on the ground that he lacked standing to contest the search since he had no REP in the vehicle. The Third Circuit affirmed the district court decision, acknowledging that there was a circuit split between the circuits, that a split existed as to whether the sole occupant of a rental vehicle has a Fourth Amendment expectation of privacy when the occupant is not named on the rental agreement. But in the Third Circuit, it had already been determined that they did not. So the case wasn't decided on the facts regarding whether the officers had probable cause to search the vehicle without a warrant under the mobile conveyance, or otherwise called the Carroll Doctrine. The lower courts decided that the mere fact that a driver in lawful possession of a rental car is not listed on the rental agreement destroys any expectation of privacy that the unauthorized driver has in the vehicle. And that was the only question in front of the Supreme Court. So the case was fundamentally decided solely on the fact that Byrd was the sole occupant of a vehicle that he was not authorized to drive. Well, the Supreme Court reversed the circuit court decision, holding that the mere fact that a driver in lawful possession or control of a rental car is not listed on the rental agreement will not defeat his or her otherwise reasonable expectation of privacy. So the Supreme Court has resolved the circuit splits on this issue. Just because a person's driving a vehicle and they are not an authorized driver does not mean that they automatically cannot have a reasonable expectation of privacy in that vehicle. That's the important takeaway for you to understand from the Supreme Court decision. So the case is remanded, and now the district court has to determine whether Byrd had a reasonable expectation of privacy in the vehicle or whether they had probable cause to search the vehicle under the mobile conveyance doctrine. We'll have to wait and see how that sorts itself out in due course. Well, that's it for this broadcast blue short, Byrd versus United States. This broadcast blue short was brought to you by Leah One, your source for online training on the legal aspects of law enforcement. You can check out Leah One course offerings at www.lea.one. As always, remember that all Broadcast Blue podcasts are purely academic discussions and are not offered nor intended to be taken as legal advice. If you want legal advice regarding any of the court decisions reviewed by Broadcast Blue, you should consult with your attorney. Thank you so much for what you do, and we'll see you again real soon on the next Broadcast Blue podcast.